Well. The NBA trade deadline is approaching, as it is this Thursday, as the trade deadline. But we saw massive trades already taking place. Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis. Zach LaVine replacing De'Aaron Fox. Oh, and by the way, what the hell is going on down in Miami between Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat? Shooting lights out. Starts right now.
Sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick it again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shoot, lights out.
Well. Good Monday, everybody. How y'all doing on this Monday, February 3rd, 2025? Yes, I'm back for another episode of Shooting Lights Out. And as you heard in the opening, the trade season got off to a fiery, unsuspected start with two massive trades that took place. Well, one takes the headline as it happened overnight on Saturday night. And then I think I'm going to get my first favorite foul of the year. And I'm pretty sure y'all know what it's going to be about. Especially what's going on down there and in Miami. Good gracious. Who knows what is going on down there. But nevertheless, welcome to Shooting Lights Out today. Thank y'all for tuning in today. And we're going to go ahead and jump into it because it's all NBA. That's all we're doing today. We're talking NBA. I'll get to my men's college basketball down the road somewhere. As men's basketball, college basketball has been great. Both the ladies and the men, both have been great. I will say that. So I got to get into my basketball, but I'll do that some other time. We'll see how that goes. But let's jump into it, man. Look here. Trade season is here because the deadline is this Thursday. Deadline is this Thursday. And, So one trade that we had is the Clippers traded PJ Tucker and Mo Bamba to the Jazz for Drew Eubanks and Patty Mills. This is an okay trade. Not a massive blow your socks off trade, but they do finally get rid of PJ Tucker, who hasn't played for them at all this season, by the way. He wanted no parts of the Clippers. So it's nice to know that the Clippers were able to find a suitor for PJ Tucker. They had to throw Mamba in there, but hey, they did what they did. And the Jazz also get a future second round pick from the Clippers, as I'm gonna show you right here. Drew Eubanks and Patty Mills are joining the Clippers, while PJ Tucker, Mo Bamba, and a future second round pick are going to the Utah Jazz. And ain't the only time you heard a Utah Jazz name, because a news that broke late Saturday night, somebody want to call it early Sunday morning. I know after I got done watching the Warrior Rumble, and shout out to the Charlotte Flair and Jey Uso for winning the men's and women's Warrior Rumble to headline WrestleMania. Doing what I normally do after I watch a PLE, come in here into my little studio and work on the website, get some things up, make sure everything's going for the next day, and then my phone business. Why's my phone? Lakers trade for Luka Doncic. Wait. I ain't read that correctly. And then, you know, I go in and I get the Bleacher Report and I get the ESPN notification. I get the CBS Sports notification. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And then it said it came from Sean Sharon. Maybe go to Sean Sharon's ex account. And then he put it out there. Then he retweeted it by saying, no, this is actually happening. Luka Doncic to the Lakers. Anthony Davis to the Mavs in 3-team trade. The trade that is has taken over the weekend and most of your sports shows today, like First Take, Get Up, the Herd with Kyle Herd. Hope you feel better, sir. I know J-Mac had a feeling for you, but I hope you feel better. It was just one of those trades that blew you away. I was up until about 2 o'clock. I had to write an article on a Playmaker's Blog website. One of my other teammates wrote an article. It was something that nobody knew that Luka Doncic and Anthony Davis were available to be traded. Nobody knew, that's why it was so shocking. Like, what just happened? Is this in Israel? The Dallas Mavericks get Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a first round pick from the Los Angeles Lakers in 2029. The Lakers get Luka Doncic, Maxi Kleber, and Markieff Morris. And then, like I said, the only time we heard the Utah Jazz, they end up getting Jalen Hurts-Schofield, and they get a second round in this year's upcoming draft from the Lakers, and a second round of this year's coming draft from the Dallas Mavericks. Just stunned of how this enormous trade happened. I can't even remember the last time we saw two superstars, all-stars, get traded like this. Like, everybody's looking at Luka Doncic. He's the face of the Dallas Mavericks. Just got him to the NBA Finals. They came up short against the Boston Celtics. Him and Kyrie are working together. Him and Kyrie and Klay Thompson are working together. You have the inside presence of Derek Lively and Godfrey. It's like, okay, the Mavs got something. They might be missed. They might need to do a little tweak. Just a little tweak. And we can see what we got, because OKC is doing that thing. If I go to the NBA standards right now, let me do so. Like, OKC doing their thing, and OKC, it's a problem. I think they feel that loss to the Dallas Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals, and they want to make amends for that. So, if I go to the West, OKC is on one. 38-9 on the season. You have the Memphis Grizzlies, 33-16. That's without John Morant for most of the time. Then you see the surprising Houston Rockets in third. Then you have the Denver Nuggets, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Timberwolves, the Phoenix Suns in eight, and then the ninth is the Dallas Mavericks. So you didn't know that this was a possible trade. Nobody knew. Stephen A. didn't know. Brian Windhorst didn't know. LeBron James didn't know. Contrary to belief, most people like to believe LeBron James knows everything, but from reports, they said LeBron James was out having dinner with the family up in New York City after they beat up on the Knicks. And if I'm being completely honest, I want y'all to think about it. I know it's LeBron James, but think about it. If you're out in New York City and you're having dinner with the fam, is that something you want to hear while you're trying to eat food? Think about it. That is not something you want to hear while you're eating food. Out in New York City. After you just won a game. Now, every day they made sure he was in L.A. getting rehab for that injury. Yeah, it was a knee or a shoulder. I can't remember which one it was. But it's not something you want to hear when you're out with the family enjoying the lifetime in New York City. You got to pick up against the New York Knicks. And you're really like, okay, when we get back home, hopefully AD's back ready to go and we can continue to rock and roll because we're sitting fifth in the West. No, you are at dinner and you get word from Rob Pelinka himself saying, yeah, we just traded Anthony Davis for Luka Doncic. Hold on, repeat that again? I want to make sure I heard you correctly. Yes, LeBron, we traded Anthony Davis, and we're bringing in Luka Doncic. Wow. Okay. Now, the interesting part is that this comes on the heel of Anthony Davis saying he didn't want to play center anymore, which is not his natural position. His natural position is the four spot, slash power forward spot. Bringing a big, maybe a guard, and we can challenge the OKCs and the Memphis Grizzlies of the world to compete for the title. Houston's looking good. I don't know if they're ready for that stage yet, but Houston's doing good. But Anthony Davis said that, and all of a sudden, he's traded. We traded to a team that already got Biz. When you talk about Derek Lively and Goffrey already, so you know, where Anthony Davis gonna have to worry about paying five much in Dallas, that's for sure. So he did, in a way, get what he want, but not in the way that everybody thought, including him. And then you bring in Luka Doncic to the Lakers. Who? What you gonna do in the inside? Because Anthony Davis was your rim protector. That was your defensive stout right there. You bring in Luka to join LeBron James, Austin Reeves. So this is an interesting dynamic, and the NBA aficionados like Kendrick Perkins, Stephen A. Smith, Charles Barkley, they are wondering how this is going to work between Luka and LeBron, because they both play pretty much the same role. Ball-dominant players who can do whatever. So who's going to be? Are they going to take turns? How is JJ really going to work this around with the whole thing between LeBron and Luka? That's going to be an interesting part. But people do believe in JJ. They're saying JJ's doing a good job. I mean, they're fifth in the West right now. 28-19, you know. So you can't be mad at that. But, man, this trade here, this was a big trade. A very big trade. And you can see it as the Lakers are moving past the post-LeBron era and focus on a 25-year-old Luka Doncic. And by the way, I have to agree with Unk from what he said this morning on First Take. Shannon Sharp said, if I'm Luka, I'm sick right now. Yes, I agree, because Luka ain't thinking about leaving Dallas. Luka's thinking about, okay, we're going to try to do what we can this year. Off to a rough start, but we're going to try to salvage it. And then I'm going to get this match deal that's worth close to $350 million. I think it's like 3-4 years by staying with Dallas. Now that they traded him, do you know what his match is to stay with the Lakers? It really dropped from close to 350 to 226. We're talking $110 million plus drop because he got traded. Luka legit lost over $110 million because of this trade. And Nico Harris, the GM for the Mavericks, said, look, I took a risk. Felt like it was a much needed risk to take. And we're going to see if it works, you know. And the whole thing about that is it's basically centered around that Luka is not in condition. Somewhat similar to what Zion Williamson is going through in New Orleans. And that's been the reports coming out. I think Tim McMahon said it. Like, there was actual concerns about the conditioning of Luka Doncic. And it has been going on since he came into the league with the Dallas Mavericks, his conditioning. And it sounded like Nico Harris didn't want to pay that $350 million to him. If Luka weren't going to be in shape, he weren't going to change the way he was doing to be in better shape, to be in the great category of the LeBron James, of the Kobe Bryant, of the Michael Jordan, of the world, those who we revere high in the echelon of basketball, were all in great condition. They all can do it themselves. So we'll see if this will be a positive for Luka. That way he's around LeBron, somebody who is a great one of himself. And at the age of 40, can still go at a high level because he takes care of his body and he stays in great physical shape and condition. Maybe that's one thing for the Lakers to do, but most other people's eyes, this is the post-LeBron era that is coming up here. Okay. Now, we don't know. There still could be more trades to happen because, like I said, the trade deadline is this Thursday. February 6th is the trade deadline. We could see more trades, but this trade right here, Luka for Anthony Davis, what a shocker, with nobody saw coming. But then we wasn't done there, because not even 24 hours later, De'Aaron Fox gets traded to the San Antonio Spurs, and Zach LaVine gets traded to the Sacramento Kings in a three-team trade. And here's what the trade composes of. The Chicago Bulls get Kevin Huerter from Sacramento, Ty Jones, Zach Collins from San Antonio, and they get a first-round pick. Well, actually, they get their first-round pick back. I believe they got it from Sacramento. The San Antonio Spurs, they get De'Aaron Fox, and they get Jason. I think it was either Jason or Jordan McCollum, McLaughlin. And then the Sacramento Kings, Zach LaVine, Sidney, Casco, they get 3 first-round picks and 3 second-round picks. So the Kings are building for the future. Now, in one aspect, they do is a reunion between Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, because he is in Sacramento. So that's one thing. And since the firing of Mike Brown, the Kings have been looking a little bit more better, but they are currently holding the 10th spot at 24-24 right now, holding the edge of the Golden State Warriors, which is why I said the trade deadline, so I said the trade season ain't over yet, because it got to Thursday. And Golden State has been thrown around in there a lot to try to make a move while they still got Steph Curry. The Spurs made the move. They finally get De'Aaron Fox. You have De'Aaron Fox teaming with Chris Paul, Victor Wembanyama. So you had De'Aaron Fox, who can learn from CP3, who is the NBA's point guard in most people's eyes. And then you have the alien. He accepted it. The alien and Victor Wembanyama. So this is a very interesting trade. You have Stephon Castle from the University of Connecticut, a national champion, and a tremendous two-way player, a great defender. So the Spurs get better. Chicago Bulls, they finally got rid of that contract that Zach LaVine had, and they looking towards the future. And the Kings, they also looking towards the future, because you snagged 6 picks in this trade. You got 3 first-rounds and 3 second-round picks. You're definitely looking to the future. So I'm not saying that the Kings are tanking this season, or are they not going to try? But this trade, if you look at it right here, shows you they're building for the future. They're looking forward. They're going to do what they can with the roster that they have, because Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, DeMontis Sabonis, okay? You still got players, but you're making sure that your future is secured as well if you're the Kings organization, which is what they did, which I do not fuck them whatsoever. You got 6 picks. 6. That's crazy in this trade. So this is interesting stuff, man. This is very interesting. This has been one of the craziest trade seasons in the NBA I have ever seen. And it's really mainly because Luka and Anthony Davis got traded for each other. And then not even 24 hours later, De'Aaron Fox is in San Antonio. Like, the names that are getting traded is like none we ever seen before. And you know what? It is what it is, because you got to do what you got to do. And it's funny that this happened. And I know people will believe that LeBron has something to do with AD getting traded, because there have been reports and rumors that he's frustrated with AD and whatnot. But like I said earlier, I don't believe that was on LeBron's bingo card that he was going to be at dinner in New York City getting the W after beating the Knicks, and all of a sudden Anthony Davis is gone. I just don't believe LeBron had that on his bingo card. Usually I agree with y'all, like LeBron is doing this and that. This is when I believe LeBron did not have that on his bingo card. I just don't. And then De'Aaron Fox and Zach LaVine getting traded. It's been a crazy whirlwind, man. It's been a very crazy one. But hey, it's the NBA season, man. 2025, the NBA is shaking up the rest clearly. If you look at it, Luka's in LA now. Anthony Davis is in Dallas now. De'Aaron Fox is in San Antonio, and Zach LaVine's in Sacramento. The West is getting stupid crazy right now. It's turning to the Wild Wild West like it usually has been. And it's getting, I don't know how the West keeps doing this, but it keeps doing it. You don't hear nothing much going on in the East. It's the West that's taking over. But that's what it is. So there we go. All right. With that being said, we're going to take a break here. And then when we come back, yeah, the first flagrant foul of the year, I had no choice. Because what is going on down in Miami is utterly ridiculous. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. All right. We'll be back.
Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze god.
Whenever you are in distress, mm-hmm. take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crown they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. No, Pacific time zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Sports fans are gearing up. Whether it be for the madness of March, whether it be for the Super Bowl, or even a little thing called WrestleMania. You can get all that at Fanatics, where they have a wide selection of gear from every league, including the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, the NCAA, and the WWE. So go on and show that pride, that passion, that dedication fan that you are by whipping your team, your league, or your favorite player. Fanatics, official license, everything.
Drew Willingham.
In this case, yeah, you put the blame on Kyle Shanahan for apparently not preparing the team enough for the overtime rules, supposedly.
Cole Johnson.
Peyton was considered the winner, and he was the darling of all darlings for Jarrell.
With a special appearance by Tyrone Alize McDummy.
Ain't nobody calling me. Text.
Delete! 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 Delete, delete, delete!
Join these two football enthusiasts as they give you Total Football Talk. Live every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on the Sertoba Media and the Comey Media YouTube channels. This is a BS3 Network presentation.
I want want to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, W-I-Z-E.
Are you in a life-holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
All right, welcome back to Showing the Lights Out, ladies and gentlemen. On this Monday, February 3rd, 2025. One more thing about this whole trade season. If De'Aaron Fox, Luka Doncic, and Anthony Davis can get traded, that means nobody is particularly safe at this moment in time. Maybe LeBron. Actually, I don't even know that either, because I don't know if Robert Lee might want to get away from LeBron right now. Maybe Steph. No, but like, if Luka and AD can get traded, nobody should feel safe until Thursday at 6 p.m. I believe the trade deadline ends at 6 p.m. Thursday. Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. My blue bee is Thursday at 6 p.m. Until then, everybody should be on edge and wondering if they're going to get traded next. Speaking of which, we're just going to lead me to my first flagrant foul of the year. I hate this. I really do. Even though I'm a Magic fan, I hate this because I work with Miami too. But what in the blue hell is going on down in Miami with Jimmy Butler? What the hell is this? From the beginning of the new year, the beginning of this year, it's been nothing but drama with Jimmy Butler and the freaking Miami Heat. That's to go down the timeline, all right? Because I don't know what the hell's going on with him. The face of the Miami Heat, okay? The face of Heat culture. And all of a sudden, he don't want to be a part of Heat culture no more. He don't want to be a part of Miami. Can you get a contract extension? Did you just sign the other contract extension like a year or two ago? And you want a new one already? Like, damn, dude, you just not too long ago signed a contract extension. What more do you want? You want more? Dude, yes, you got it. Yes, you got the Miami Heat to two finals appearances. Didn't win neither one of them. Matter of fact, neither one of them went to a game seven either. So I mean, I don't know, but let's go down the timeline. The third day of the new year, this guy gets suspended for 7 days. It says he suspend Butler 7 games and will listen to offers. They say contract detrimental to the team. That can mean a lot of different things he has done at that moment in time, leading up to that moment in time, for him to get suspended 7 games. He gets suspended 7 games. And I'm like, all right, what else going on with Jimmy? Maybe this would shake it out and he'll come maybe like, you know what? All right, I'm doing a little too much. You know, I do want a new contract and whatnot, or whatever the case may be, but I am doing a little too much. Maybe I need to bring it back down a notch and do what I gotta do. He comes back. And then January 22nd, like 2 weeks later, I mean, two weeks ago, he's suspended for 2 games because he purposely missed a flight. This ain't one of those where I slept too long or I lost track of time. He legit missed the flight on purpose. On purpose. I don't want to see y'all. I don't want to fly with y'all. I find my own way there. What the? Bruh, what are you doing to your teammates? You have beef with Pat Riley, not Bam Adebayo, not Tyler Hero, okay? Not the guys on the court with you, but you putting them in jeopardy by you acting stupid because you and Pat Riley can't see eye to eye. So you purposely missed a flight. What are we doing? Like, what is this? It's I'm not used to Miami going through these type of dramas. I'm not. And I thought Jimmy Butler would not do something like this. Like, dude, like, Jimmy Butler know who Pat Riley is, right? Like, Pat Riley is like the godfather of the NBA. Like, Jerry Jones is like the godfather of the NFL. That is Pat Riley. Only difference is Pat Riley doesn't talk stupid and nonsense to the media. Pat Riley don't. Matter of fact, I don't remember the last time Pat Riley was in front of the media. Pat Riley had the business behind closed doors and he leave it like that. Play, what in the hell was this? I'm like, all right, bro, all right, 2-game suspension. Hopefully this is, won't go anywhere. And hopefully this was all, because I'm not used to Miami going through drama. I'm not. The Heat is a first-class organization, as Stephen A. would say. I like the San Antonio Spurs. They don't do drama like this. And then whatever's going on between Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley is getting ridiculous. Very ridiculous. And then you thought we were done there. No. This man walks out of shooting around / practice after being told he will be coming off the bench. Now that has Pat Riley written all over that one. I know you can say Eric Spoelstra told him that, but that has Pat Riley written all over that. I know very damn well. I don't got no sources. I don't have no insight. But for me knowing the Miami Heat like I do from watching them ever since, I can go right back to Tim Hardaway and Lamonzo Mourning, to be quite honest with you, but all the way to since they drafted Dwayne Wade out of Marquette back in 2003, I've been rocking with the Heat as well as the Orlando Magic at the same time. That is a Pat Riley move right there. To tell him, to have Eric Spoelstra tell him he's coming off the bench. I do not believe 1 second Eric Spoelstra had that thought in his head. I believe that came from Pat Riley. I think that was a Pat Riley move right there. And Jimmy Butler responded the way Jimmy Butler responded. He walked out. Now he's just indefinitely suspended. 3 suspensions in the month of January. We got the 3rd, the 22nd, and the 27th. I don't understand this. This is what happens. See, because you always got to take the good with the bad. The good is, the NBA is a players' league. Adam Silver want to make sure the players are good, they are well taken care of, and all this other stuff. That's the good. Here's the bad part about it: you get the players the power, you get people like Jimmy Butler, you get people like Ben Simmons. As good as Jimmy Butler been in Miami, as I mentioned earlier, it took them to 2 NBA Finals. Okay, you ran out of gas in a bubble against LeBron, and we don't blame you or the Miami Heat one bit. That's why a lot of people, excluding me, don't really count the bubble championship. I'm like, but it's still a championship. You can't, like, take that out of history. It's written down in history. The 2020 NBA champion are the Los Angeles Lakers. As people want to discredit that because of the whole situation with the whole COVID-19 stuff and all that stuff. And like the Miami, Jimmy Butler and Miami Heat, they had to play like 8 games in a row. And I think they had like probably 1 or 2 days off in between. While the Los Angeles Lakers were well rested because they finished off the Denver Nuggets in like thinking game 6 or game 5 with Anthony Davis hitting that buzzer beater shot to end that series. While the Heat and Celtics went to 7 hellacious games down there, and they turn around like a day or 2 later and had to play the Los Angeles Lakers to begin the NBA Finals. Them dudes went out of gas. Everybody can see it. There's no like, oh, you make it. No, we can all see the Miami Heat ran out of gas in 2020. There was gas. They were done. The fact that they even made it to 6 games with the Lakers was impressive in and of itself. So we knew that was going to happen. And then you faced up against the Denver Nuggets. Everybody knew you was not the perfect matchup for the Denver Nuggets. Y'all was less in size than they were. And there was a more cohesive unit. Because everything with them flow way super well together than the Miami Heat. You know, Miami is a great team. And you have to. One thing I know about the Miami Heat and what I like to call Heat culture, you have to knock them out. You ain't just gonna walk into a game and beat Miami. No, you're going to have to knock these dudes out. They would keep coming until you knocked them out. Denver knocked them out. Was it six or five? I believe it was six. No, it was five. It was, they were celebrating on their own home court. 5 games, 4-1. Because Denver celebrated on their home court. I remember now. But hey, you have to knock them out. You have to knock them out. That's what you got to do to Miami. You were like, dude, how does Miami Heat keep getting, you know why? Because that's what it's called, Heat culture. They take guys that fit their system. They take guys that ain't, they don't have egos like that. And they say, this is a team atmosphere, not a me atmosphere. And then you get to the good games like the Boston Celtics, the Philadelphia 76ers, and you find out Miami's like, y'all better stop playing with Miami. Because if you don't knock them out, they will come get you. And that's what happened. Now we reach the point where Jimmy Butler don't want to be in Miami no more. He don't want to be in Miami no more. He's doing all this crazy stuff. Pat Riley going back and forth with him. Now we suspended Jimmy Butler 3 times in 1 month, which is like ridiculous. And with that, himself to get suspended 3 times in 1 month. And this is what happened with the 3 suspensions in 1 month. He got first game. The first suspension was 7 games. The second suspension was 2 games. That's 9 right there. And now he's indefinite suspension. The Miami Heat had 16 games in the month of January. 16 games. Jimmy Butler only played 4. Why is it healthy? What's up, my brother? I'll make sure I get you this episode when I'm done recording. All right. 16 games and Jimmy played 4. That is 1/4 of the games Jimmy played for the Miami Heat in the month of January. One fourth, man. And the Miami Heat are, I believe the Miami Heat are fighting for their playoff lives as we are in the month of February. The Miami Heat are 24-23 on the season. Where does that rank in the standings right now? That currently puts them 6th in the East right now, just ahead of the Detroit Pistons, Orlando Magic, Atlanta Hawks, and the Chicago Bulls. Well, with the Bulls doing their trade, they might be falling down. Atlanta's Atlanta, we'll see. Philadelphia, if they ever get healthy, they'll make their move, as we'll believe. My Magics, we're injured, we beat up, and we just can't get it right now. Start off very well. I mean, the Magic started off very well. Then Pablo got hurt. Then Franz Ratner got hurt. Then we lost Mo Ratner for the year. And the Magic's been beat up, and we just can't get it right. That's just what the Magic's are right now. So, but Bam is now the leader of this team. You still got Tyler Hero, and they are trying their damnedest to salvage the season that they have despite the drama between Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley, which should not be the case. And you talking about Jimmy Butler, he's averaging 17 points a game this year. The man's shooting 54% from the field. And you don't want to be with your team because of Pat Riley. And Pat, man, everybody tell you, man, my brother Wise would tell you, if I had Cole Johnson on here, he'll tell you, if I had Snowman, Eric Woods, anybody that knows basketball, Ray Lynn, everybody knows Pat Riley's an OG. Pat Riley's an OG. You ain't getting over on Pat Riley. That's just not happening. Whether Pat Riley, and maybe you feel Pat Riley is wrong or right, Pat Riley gonna do Pat Riley. You gonna do it the right way, or you ain't doing it no way at all. That is just Pat Riley, okay? And Jimmy Butler is effing around and finding out. You don't get over on Pat Riley. That is not how it works, so. But with Tyler Hero giving you 24 points a game, Bam Adebayo giving you 16-10 a game, you got Terry Rozier who's doing his thing, Duncan Robinson still trying to be a three-point sniper. Did he gonna do what they do? And don't be surprised if you go against the Heat whenever they trade Jimmy Butler, because they need that damn show needs to happen. And I'm gonna get to why I'm getting a more of a freaking foul on Jimmy Butler than the Miami Heat, because this is some stupidity here. Don't be surprised if the Heat make the playoffs and you get a first round matchup and your ass is in a dog fight. Boston, Cleveland, New York, Indiana. Because everybody goes in the playoffs. Underestimate the Miami Heat. All of a sudden, you find your ass in the goddamn series with these guys because, hey, Heat culture. There's something about he coaching. Now, I'll give you why I'm more pissed off at Jimmy Butler than anybody else, because this guy here, the man wants out of Miami, right? Well, you can't go to Phoenix because Pat Riley don't want to deal with Bradley Beal and his damn contract. Hell, who the hell wants to deal with Bradley Beal and his goddamn contract? Nobody. And matter of fact, where Phoenix at? Let me look at Bradley Beal's numbers for this season, because nobody want to deal with that damn contract. Let's be for real. Bradley Beal is giving you 17 points per game. He gave you 17 points per game. Huh? They ain't giving me the full statistics stats that I want. So let me go to the, let me make some moves. So you're getting 17 points per game from Bradley Beal, shooting 49% from the field, 40% from three. Problem is, look like the Suns has played, let me see, a lot of games, and Bradley Beal has only played 35 of them. So Bradley Beal has only played 35 games. And the Suns are 25 and 23. That's 48 games. Bradley Beal's played 35 of them. So that means Bradley Beal already missed 13 games. And you think Pat Riley finna take that contract? Let's be for real. Let's truly be for real here. We really think Pat Riley gonna take that contract? I don't think so. And then here's my issue with Jimmy Butler. This came from Brian Windhorst on yesterday. Last night. The Heat's Jimmy Butler has communicated to the Warriors that he's unwilling to sign an extension there, and therefore trade talks to send him to Golden State have ended for now. You clearly told Pat Riley to his face that you were out of Miami, and you said no to Golden State, who still have Steph Curry there, Draymond Green there. Now, what was the offer? Now, if I know what the offer is, maybe I'll be inclined to change my thought process and say, you know what? Jimmy might be right. But as far as I know, I don't know who was going to be in the trade on the Golden State side, but they were trying to get Jimmy Butler to Golden State to San Francisco. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, Buddy Hield, you know, Terrence Jackson Davis, who's been good, okay? Jonathan Kuminga. Jonathan Kuminga might would have been one of them players that have been on the trade block, you whoever knows. So you're going to a pretty mixed bag of team here. Now they ain't having the season that they want to have, you know, 24-24, but they just on the outside looking in. They're literally tied with the Sacramento Kings. The problem is the Sacramento Kings hold the regular season record against them right now. I think the Kings beat them twice already this year, if I remember correctly. But you said no. You said no to an extension with the Sacramento Kings. But you want out of Miami. Do you want out of Miami? Because your ass is not going to Phoenix. Unless Phoenix found somebody who want to take that Bradley Beal contract, and ain't a lot of teams that's trying to take that Bradley Beal contract. Especially in the fact he already missed 13 games of the season already, which means they already know he can't stay healthy. You want to go to the West? They're going to send you to Golden State. I mean, you're going to go to an organization that has won titles. Recently titles. They built a dynasty around Steph Curry. And you don't want to go there. Are you really that hell-bent to go on to Phoenix? Because you're not making it to Phoenix. Because if you make it to Phoenix, Jimmy Butler, that means Pat Riley got the deal of a lifetime to send your ass the way you want to go. Because we all know how Pat Riley rolls. You want to act crazy? Pat Riley's not going to give you what you want. So you like making it even more difficult for yourself. But like my brother said, Jimmy is always about Jimmy. So Jimmy gonna mess around. He gonna keep playing this back and forth with Pat Riley, and he gonna be the one looking stupid at the end of it. And plus, if you do go to Phoenix, I still don't see Phoenix being a major threat in the West. I mean, right now, they're 23 and 25. I'm just looking like, who? Phoenix don't impress me, even though they got Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and Bradley Beal. And I'm still not impressed with them. I mean, they just, and they already come off a loss to the Portland Trail Blazers 127 to 108. Bill was on the court. I see Bradley Bill was on the court. Kevin Durant was on the court. Devin Booker was on the court. And y'all got your ass whooped 127 to 108. You know why? Because y'all don't play any damn defense. You think one person in Jimmy Butler is going to turn that around? Jimmy Butler already 36 going on 37. Who knows how much longer Jimmy Butler got left to play the game of basketball? I mean, the stupidity here. You want out of Miami? We'll send you to go to state. No, I don't want to go to state. Then what do you want? Because Pat Riley's not going to get you to Phoenix. He's not taking that contract of Bradley Beal. So, Jimmy Butler, stop with the bulls, with the BS. Stop playing. If you want out of Miami, get your ass out of Miami. Because right now, you're the one that's looking stupid in all of this. And the world is seeing it. You said no to the Golden State Warriors. You're going to say yes to Phoenix and look even more stupid when that situation don't work either? Make up your goddamn mind. If you want out of Miami, get your ass out of Miami. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. And if not, Pat Riley has no problem of keeping your ass suspended. You've been suspended indefinitely. That means if he wants you to come back, he will bring your ass back. This is getting ridiculous. Very, very ridiculous. Get it together, Jimmy Butler, for everybody's sake. All right, man, I've been sitting on down for quite some time, and I'm still ticked off about it because it's crazy. But that's all I got for y'all today, man. Thank y'all for tuning in on today. And those of you who haven't heard, thank you, Wise. I appreciate it. Your boy, the Playmaker, will be flying out to New Orleans on Tuesday. I will be on Radio Row doing Super Bowl week. I'll be in the rooms with a lot of different personalities, with a lot of different people from the media, and then probably be in the room with some Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles players for the Super Bowl. Man, so I'm looking forward to this trip. Shout out to Eric Wilson, who so graciously made sure that I had a media credential to be a part of this. I want to thank him for that. Thank you, everybody who sent their congratulations to me. 2025 has been off to a reveling start. You know, my Rams podcast, Randy Talk, was ranked 55th in the top 100 Los Angeles podcast, not football, but the city of Los Angeles. Ranked 55 there. Ranked second in the NFC West podcasts in list. And then now I'll be heading to New Orleans to be on Radio Row for the Super Bowl. And it's been an honor. It's been a privilege. And I really appreciate all the love and all the support from everybody who know how far I came from this podcasting journey and still continue to get better each and every time I do it. So appreciate it. I'm very appreciative of it. Thank you to all y'all for y'all support. And I will see y'all somewhere in Radio Row. Because I know I'll be doing something in Radio Row. I don't know. I might do Ramney Talk there. Who never knows? Depending on what else happens in the NBA, I just might decide to do another Shooting Light Side episode, depending on what's going on in the basketball world right now. But also, speaking of congratulations to AJ Wilson and Caitlin Clark having your numbers 22 retired at both South Carolina and Iowa. And speaking of Iowa, shout out to y'all for upsetting fourth-ranked USC and Juju Watkins on Caitlin Clark night. And South Carolina doing South Carolina things, all right? I mean, it's Don Staley in South Carolina. We know what it's all about. But shout out to you two, you phenomenal ladies. Looking forward to seeing y'all in the WNBA season coming up. Indiana Field has been making some moves that I probably need to talk about. We already talked about what the Aces have done in that big trade in our first episode. So we can get some things going on here and shooting lights up. But for right now, that is it. Thank y'all for tuning in. And I'll see y'all next time for more basketball talk right here on Shooting Lights Up.
You've done good. You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your canvas.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.
Masterpiece.